Yes, 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 yes.
You shut up!
The Rock and Roll Crusaders.
Keeping it 99, the special edition of the podcast. That shit that we just heard right there, that was fucking feds.
Those guys are fucking retarded.
Oh my God, straight it's out so of Akron, good. Ohio.
It's so good. You can do anything with that shit. It makes me want to... I'm like, okay, nuclear war is popping off. Put in some feds.
Yeah, right?
We're going to war!
That would get me motivated. I don't even own a gun, but I'd pick up one. If I got to listen to enough feds, I was listening to them earlier today. I had to re-download it from the Bandcamp because for some reason it wasn't in my iTunes. Yeah, but luckily you can go to their Bandcamp and you can get that shit for free.
Is there shit free on Bandcamp?
Yeah, man.
If you don't have it.
Including Trash Class, the song we just heard.
Fucking free.
We're going to be playing a lot of music today.
Yeah, this is the music episode.
The music episode. This is one of the deals where you get to hear what's going on around here. And get to know your neighbors, if you will. We'll be doing this from time to time, so we totally will.
We're basically going to be your coolest pre-recorded DJs ever in the history of pre-recording.
In the
podcast, music. Stuff.
That's exactly what we're going to be doing.
We want to familiarize everybody in the local scene with everybody mm-hmm. in the local scene.
And so throughout the episode, we're going to be playing eight more tracks. And it's not just punk rock, not just metal, but also some hip hop. We got some good hip hoppers.
Hip hop, death metal.
Yeah. And we got the legendary Psych Ward that we'll be talking about lately. The legends.
Because they've been around for how long?
So long. Before I was ever, ever even into the music scene, they were around.
There's no way that you're not in, the Cleveland music scene. For sure, the Cleveland music scene.
For sure.
But, Northeastern Ohio music and not heard of the group Psych Ward.
Yeah.
You had to have at least heard them, if not seen them. I've seen them multiple times. I can't really count how many times or how many nights I was working a show and they were playing.
For sure.
Yeah.
But we'll be talking about them later. But until then, I'm Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
And we're here. We're kicking it to you semi-live on an awesome fucking day. You're not going to hear it on the show today. But
what is happening today?
As we're recording this, the Cavs season opener.
They're raising the banner.
Yeah. And the Undertaker's there, which is awesome.
Awesome.
And right across the way.
What?
The fucking tribe
is in the World Series.
Congratulations, Cleveland.
What is
Cleveland
going on in Cleveland?
2016, the year of the 216.
Cleveland sports, dude.
And you got the Browns to add the zero to it, so it all
fits.
Mm-hmm.
But the hockey team, Cleveland Monsters?
Yeah.
Right?
Stipe Miocic.
Yes. Cavs, now the Indians.
That's right.
I said mid-season I thought they were going to go to the World Series this year and that they would win it.
You think they're going to win it?
I really do think they're going to win it against the Cubbies, man. I mean, the Cubbies got a great record. You know, 100 and some wins. My boss was telling me today because I didn't know.
Right.
But like 103 wins this season they got. That's man. Fucking, yeah, that's a hell of a season.
Good Ridiculous. Lord. Good Lord.
So good for the Cubbies. And this is the thing is like, it, you know, if the Indians don't win, that's a heartbreaker. Obviously, Cleveland sports. We always
yeah. have
that. We've been to the World Series before once that I remember in the mid-90s.
Well, twice. And, really?
Yeah.
It was 95 and 97.
Seven.
97 is the one that killed me. Oh, that killed. Yeah.
So we've been there before, haven't been able to capture it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But either way, you have these are losing-ass teams. Two losing-ass fucking teams
historically,
in the World Series
yeah.
playing that shit in Cleveland tonight. So that's what's happening around Northeastern Ohio.
Northeastern Ohio.
Do you know what else is happening around Northeastern Ohio?
What's that?
Music Man, Music Eagle, lots of music.
Lots of music.
People are getting familiarized with the music.
Yeah, yeah.
In this area.
Talk about music like Fuck You, Pay Me.
Yeah, those guys really mean, like, you know, kind of like... I feel like they would punch you in the teeth over a beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they really mean, fuck you, pay me.
Why?
Pam, Pam.
I say we play a little bit of Fuck You, Pay Me. How about with the song, Fuck You, Pay Me?
Pam.
And when we come back, I want to hear about your week, man. It was a big week for you.
Yeah.
Here's some Fuck You, Pay Me.
Yeah.
Fuck You, Pay Me.
Fucking A.
Fuck You, Pay Me. Ba-da-da-da-da. So what happened? What happened, man? Go check them out. Cleveland, Ohio, representing. You can tell they like Schnauzer. It's in their blood.
Their show is, you know, just like their music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very straightforward. There's nothing, no special.
Out of all the bands that I've seen this year.
There's no scrims.
When I saw that their performance at the Blackout Cookout, oh, that was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best. I think there was a point. I swore he pointed at me and was like, get in the pit, you fucking square. But I was with a pregnant woman at the time, and I was just like, no.
Ooh.
No.
I can't do that.
Go break bottles on stage. You guys are awesome.
Like, I'm still pretty sure they don't like me, but I love them.
It was my favorite performance this year, probably. Man.
Yeah, those guys are good.
Love that shit. So what's been going on with you? I hear you had a birthday, so your week had to have kicked ass.
Nope. Nope. Woo. You would think, right? Mm-hmm. Like everybody else was building it up and like it was going to be something sweet, but no.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Cracked a tooth. My phone got shut off.
Fun.
Right? And that was just some, you know, roundabout shit. Like my shit was on my friend's account, but then I think something was up where like they just didn't want me on the account anymore, but they're really nice and they didn't want to tell me they didn't want me on the account anymore. So they were like, hey, it's crazy, but the account doesn't exist and so we can't pay it. So maybe you should just get another phone. So then I had to like come up with an extra $200 just to buy a fucking phone. And so then you know, I cracked my fucking tooth. Remember I got a tooth pulled month ago?
Yeah.
Month and a half ago or whatever it was. Right. The tooth directly in front of that one cracked all the way up to the gum line.
Ooh.
So that I knew I needed it pulled, right? There was no saving the tooth and shit. Like he would have to do a root canal.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then cap it. Nope. Right.
Root canals suck. I've had a couple.
It'll never happen. I've had one. I tell that story before?
Mm-hmm.
The tortured story?
Yeah.
Tortured as a child at the dentist office because some lame-ass dental assistant didn't numb the correct side of my face. So they did a root canal procedure on me when I was 11, 12 years old with one shot of Novocaine on the correct side. It was 2 hours of, like, Iraqi-style torture. It was fucking brutal. So, you know, he looked at it and he was like, we could do one of two things. I said, we could do one thing, and that's pull it. It's like, well, we can do a root canal. No, we can't. Just pull the fucking tooth. So that was, I got my tooth pulled the day before my birthday. So I can't eat nothing good, you know what I mean? No cake for me, no fucking pizza, no mac and cheese, no nothing.
No milkshakes, nothing through a straw?
Chicken noodle soup. I had some chicken noodle soup. I went that route. Chicken broth and shit.
On your birthday?
3 days. I did it for 3 days. Again, I don't take painkillers and shit. You know, so they pull my tooth. Like the dentist asked me, he said, "What kind of painkillers do you like? What do you want?"
Oxycontin.
You got that Dilaudid, bro?
Got some fentanyl?
You got that shit that's going around that they fucking knock elephants out with? Give me some of that shit.
Whippets.
Just give me some whippets, bro. Can I get a tank of nitrous? I should have asked for that. Fuck, right. I'm not quick enough. So I just told him, I said, "Give me some 800 milligram Motrins and send me on my way." And so I had two. I took two. 9:30 that night when I went to bed, I took one for when I was sleeping just in case it bothered me when I was sleeping because I didn't want to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took one the next morning to go to work. But that was it. That's all I took for the fucking tooth. That and chicken noodle soup. And that was my birthday, dude. Friday, that's the next day, that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I work all day gig, and then work a show at night. Which was a band called Army of Athens, if you want to fucking check those dudes out.
Athens, Georgia, or Greece?
What's it represent? I don't know. One of them. Athens, Ohio.
Athens, Ohio.
Because of Ohio University, probably. Right? One of them fucking... Nobody's allowed to know what that was. So, Army of Athens, though. Check those dudes out. We'll play them on the show eventually. Not this round, obviously, but next time maybe we'll get those guys... I don't know if they got a disc. I'm sure they probably do, but they were good. But it was just a long ass night. And then the next day, Psychosis plays at the Outpost.
A band that they wear masks.
And they're doing stuff,
doing big things, popping.
So apparently, I was like the worst door guy ever Saturday.
Oh, really?
Right, because there was, like, an altercation that happened, like, 10 feet away from me, and I didn't even know it. Right. Now, listen, I'm a guy who can spot shit a mile of fucking away. I can spot shit 5 minutes before it fucking goes down. I've done it many times over the years. This shit was so mild, I seriously didn't know anything happened, and they all walked out of the bar like it was fine. Like, nobody was really yelling at each other or nothing. So then I noticed the commotion outside. I get outside. This guy is drunk. Arguing with this girl. Now, this guy is dating a girl. This girl that he's arguing with is that girl's sister. The girl that he's arguing with also has her husband and her son there, okay? Now, all of those people, the girlfriend, the husband, and the son of the girl that he's arguing with are like 50, 60 yards down the parking lot, okay? All
right.
And it's just him arguing with this chick. And all I hear when I walk out is, what you need to do is find a 1-800 number and call it and get some fucking help for your 5-year-long porn addiction. I was like, what's it? What is transpiring right now? So I just yelled out, at least it's not heroin. Porn won't kill him. Because I'm an instigator.
Just adding in.
So they're arguing and shit, and he's like, fuck you, bitch, and shoves her. And as soon as he shoved her, I fucking spring into action. I threw my shit off, and I was so happy. Like, I had the worst week. I just had my tooth pulled. Like, I want to punch somebody in the face so fucking bad. And this dude just gave me one of the only reasons that I'm perfectly okay with punching anybody in the face over. Don't put your, if you're a fucking dude, don't put your hands on a chick in front of me, man. Like, I will punch you in your shit. So I throw my coat off, get a big smile on my face, run out there. Before I can get to this dude, the boyfriend of this chick, who is like 50, 60 yards away, is in full sprint mode. I mean, just, and the face he was making was like, murder! And he's just running. So I see it happening, and I just stopped because I knew he was going to nail this dude. So the guy's got his back to the guy. So when he comes out, he doesn't even know. It was like a car accident. Whiplash. He got tackled so hard from behind. But it was like this uppercut. Like, his right arm came underneath and around and uppercutted the dude as he was tackling him. So it was all at once. It was a tackle and a punch. So it was like, boom!
Oh, shit.
And they hit the ground and shit, right? And I'm right on top of it. And dude rolls over. Guy punches him in the face, right? And I grab the dude, and I kind of, like, I have the guy by the scruff of his coat, right? Like, right under his chin. And I kind of nudge him down, like, shove him down a little bit, kind of like, and give him another one. So he hit him two more times. Boom, boom. And I was like, all right, that's enough. You settle down, you.
Oh, man.
And the guys on the ground are like, oh, Stan, what did I do? What happened? What did I do?
What did I do?
Yeah, you just fucking hit this chick. What? No, I didn't. So then the girl he's dating, who's the sister of this chick, she's like, just get in your car and get the fuck out of here. Just fucking leave. You're a fucking asshole. And he's like, well, babe. Babe, well, I don't even know what I did. Babe, all right, dude, just give me my keys. And she's like, no, fuck you. I ain't giving you shit. Call a cab, motherfucker. Fucking piece of shit. And I'm like, damn. You just got beat up, left, and she's got your keys and shit. Like, she's not going to be with you tomorrow. You're going to wake up without a girlfriend tomorrow, dude. Tomorrow, girlfriendless. You are going to need that porn that you are so addicted to, apparently, because your girlfriend is not fucking you tomorrow.
The first thing he's going to say to her, too, he's going to be like, babe, what did I do?
Babe.
What did I do?
And he had, like, the khaki pants with the blue checkered button up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he was that dude. Hair, little hair gel.
That's how I pictured it in my head, too.
Babe. So good. So good. But I haven't really got to control how bad somebody got beat up in a long time. Like, you know what I mean?
Just hold him back like a pit bull.
Just give him a little something. And that's what I felt like. Like I had a dog on a leash and shit. Like, just give him, bite him one more time, motherfucker. Yeah. Good times, man.
That's fucking phenomenal,
good
man.
Good times as a bouncer.
So at least the week ended proper, right?
Like, yeah, that, no, that I was happy with that. It was like a stress relief just seeing that. Like, I didn't even care that I didn't get to punch anybody at that point because it was so, everything that happened was so funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So, yeah, it was good. It was good. Psychosis drew a good crowd.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any locals open up for
Psychosis? Yeah, 10.
10 of them.
11 locals.
Dan Cole did not book this show?
No, Dan, it was crazy. Psychosis was Psychosis' show, but they booked it like a Dan Cole show. 10 openers, Psychosis, and then a closer.
A closer. A bar closer.
Yeah,
it should have been that band that did like, closing time.
They could have, because they definitely didn't sound like they should have been playing that show because everything was metal as fuck, and then they were kind of like, it's closing time.
That would have been so awesome.
Something about some chick at a diner with eggs and toast.
Eggs and toast. That's how I would do it if I was that band, playing after Psychosis. That's a lot more. It's a lot more entertaining than my weekends have been. I've been dealing with...
Well, you're a dad.
Doing dad shit,
What
man.
Are you doing besides holding a baby?
Ah, man.
Laying with a baby.
Fucking babies.
Feeding a baby.
We had to take her to the doctor's yesterday. She was 6 weeks and 1 day old. And so what that means is when you have a baby, when they get to between 6 and 8 weeks, you got to take them in for a 2-month appointment where they get a bunch of shots.
And then they start walking?
Yeah. You know, they start talking. They have superpowers. You get to see what kind of mutant she becomes. It's like, oh, autism again is a superpower?
These
terrible.
Fucking non-vaccinators, man, not getting these superpower shots for yeah. their kids. You're fucking up, bitches.
So we take the kid. I don't know that it's a 2-month checkup for with shots. I just think we're going to go in. Oh. We're going to measure her head, see how big her head is, see how tall she is, how much she weighs, check her lungs, check her heart, perfect bill of health, still got 10 fingers, still got 10 toes. We didn't shake the shit out of her. So
now you walk in, it's like some little Indian chick getting ready to stab your baby with a fucking dozen needles.
They didn't even tell us until after they did all that stuff. I was like, all right, we're about to be done. And the nurse lady goes, we're just going to have her get her shots today. That way you don't have to come back in 2 weeks and do it.
Oh, are we?
So I'm sitting there in the corner of the room in the chair, and I'm looking at Jessica, the entire time that we're there, she's mom, and I'm just there. I'm just there to support both these ladies. Jessica's handling everything. She's talking to the doctor. She's getting the clothes off the kid when she needs to do that stuff. Changing the butt when she's got to change. Like, she's rocking.
Full on mom mode.
And
you've done this twice before, so you know what the shot thing is.
Yeah, and I hate it. And so I'm explaining to Jessica while we're waiting. I go, I didn't know we were doing the shots today. She's like, yeah, well, it's better that we do it today. Just happy as can fucking be. And I was like, well, this totally changes my mood. I was like, oh, I'm freaking out. I'm telling her. I'm like, I'm freaking out. I don't want to be here for it.
Yeah.
And they come in and they got this little questionnaire. It takes about a minute. Took about a minute for it to complete. But it was a thing basically asking the mother if she's experiencing postpartum depression. See how she's doing. Because this is the normal time. 6 weeks is around when postpartum tends to kick in on a lot of women.
Yeah.
So they were checking with her. Be like, do you have postpartum? And she's just like, no, just basic depression. You know, whatever. And,
nope, just regular depression.
So they bring in the paper and they bring in the needles. And right then and there, Jessica drops it on me. She goes, all right, I'm going to fill this out. You want to go get her while they do the shots?
So you're the hated one.
I'm the hated one. I'm the one that Paige is looking directly at. Jessica just raped, and I can't say no, and I can't panic in front of the doctor and stuff, because so, I got to be cool.
But Jessica just handled the entire office visit.
Every little bit.
Except for the pain part.
She totally made sure that I was the face of pain for my daughter.
If your daughter ends up gay, it's why. This is why.
She put me through it. Jessica didn't even realize that I was like clenching my fist, throwing a middle finger up. While Paige was taking it, man, and that right there, that got me. So now I am officially the face of fucking pain.
See, like they say, they're the born gay, but I don't think so. I think it's when they get the shots and if they're staring at
that's another superpower. Yeah, say, look, you're either gonna get like claws coming out of your hands, or you're gonna be gay. It's gonna be one or the other.
The ambiguously gay 50-50, duo, bro.
50-50.
They fly and shit.
I'd say when we come back, you want to talk a little bit of heavy metal news? I think we should play a song from Once Flesh from Avon Lake, Ohio. They're fucking brutal.
Yeah, these guys have played. Brutal. They played at the Outpost a few times. And it's like there's Once Flesh and then there's Only Flesh. And then there's like Of Flesh. So like, I get these bands fucking confused. You know what I mean? I do. It's easy for me. Man, I see bands all the goddamn time. Yeah, these guys are fucking brutal. Brutal as fuck. I love death metal. It's my favorite thing ever. It makes me feel warm and loved.
Right?
Death metal does. It makes me feel warm and loved. Any death metal show I've ever been to has always made me feel at home and warm and loved.
Well, here's some Once Flesh. When we come back, we'll talk about how cool of a fucking guy Steve Harris is.
Yeah. Music to love your chicks to.
Death or the demons will steal your truth. Twisting your mind into a torture.
Edward Black. Zowie. Steve Harris.
Zippity doo.
Legendary bass player for a legendary band.
With the three-finger gallop.
Yeah.
The fucking legendary three-finger.
Yeah, he's in a little band called Iron Maiden. And he's also got a side project now called British Lion. And they're going on tour, some European tour in November, December.
Just European?
I believe so. And he was talking in a recent interview about how he will never make other bands pay to play. How he thinks that it's just wrong. It's absolutely wrong, which brings up that point.
I agree.
That brings up that point. Why do bands pay to play? And why is Steve Harris like the first guy to come out and be like, I think it's fucking terrible.
I mean, Iron Maiden has their own airplane, so they're not worried about money.
No.
You know what I mean? But there's these other...
Bruce Dickinson flies that plane.
There's these other bands, man. They just... Not to name any names. No. There are certain bands that would pay other bands to take them out for exposure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you pay that fee, whatever it is a week, $1,000, $1,500, $2,500, $5,000. Back in the day, when the Northeastern Ohio Trapped was around and shit, I think that it wouldn't even have been that far back. I can't remember what band it was. But they were talking about how you could jump on the Lamb of God tour for $5,000. You know what I mean? You jump on a tour with fucking Lamb of God, you're playing in front of fucking thousands every night. You know what I mean? And you just have to make that money. You got to be able to make that money. And you better have a lot of merch, and you better be a really good fucking band, and you better be able to sell that shit. The only way you're going to sell it is if you're just as fucking good as Lamb of God and make these motherfuckers go, holy shit, what am I witnessing right now? Like the first time I ever seen the Deftones, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We went to see fucking Pantera and White Zombie. We walk in, missed I Hate God, who got booed off stage, and it's a shame that I missed them back then. But the Deftones were on, and I was blown away. Holy fucking shit, who the fuck is this? I gotta buy their shit. Disc, shirt, fucking hat, whatever. They were awesome. So, sucks that, you know, bands have to pay to play, but that's the way the industry has driven them.
Back 20 years ago, record labels were the ones that were picking up the cover to get these bands on the tours. And now you see it a lot more with just independent bands that are, you know, funding themselves based off of whatever, their CDs, their fucking merch sales, their local shows, their day jobs, just putting that fucking money in. And then they want to go out on the road with, you know, a band like Mushroomhead or somebody like that, and they got to go fucking, you know, give the band a chunk of change from their own pocket. Ozfest is a great example of the bands that used to have, like, the small, you know, Victory Records and all that shit. Like, they would pay to get, you know, little Hatebreed up on there.
With a hefty fucking fee. NDE was going to fund their own fucking run on Ozfest. It was $65,000 fucking dollars.
To do the... Was that for, like, the whole tour or just, like, a leg?
It was, like, 2 weeks. I don't want to like misquote that, but
right.
I remember it was $65,000 because those guys were talking about taking fucking mortgages out on their houses to fucking do that tour because they wanted to fucking make it so bad.
Taking the idea of, because I get the idea, you invest in yourself, right?
Basically,
you gotta invest in yourself. If you believe in your shit, in a band like NDE, we've talked about them probably every other week since this show started.
In the world of metal, there's no reason anybody wouldn't like them.
They're the baddest fucking. They're so fucking good.
Yeah.
So fucking great. Go listen to NBA.
But again, yeah, everybody. I mean, you know, these record companies, they're not ponying up fucking cash, dude. The only fucking record company, the only bands that record companies are really ponying up cash for are the ones that are making them money.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not making somebody else money, they're not willing to invest money in you, and then you've got to invest money in yourself. Simple. So good for Steve Harris fucking not making motherfuckers pay to play.
Yeah.
Who's playing these shows with him, though?
Iron Maiden's kids.
Oh.
That's a thing. Well, not all the time. Not all the time.
Those
but like,
kids got to be good.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, they are.
Oh, those
they
kids
got
to be good.
No, absolutely. Like, I believe Steve Harris's daughter is a singer.
Yeah?
Yeah. Classy chick. Real classy. Can I say chick? Is that politically incorrect nowadays?
Oh, they're British, right?
Yeah.
I think you can call her a cunt and be cool about it.
Yeah, right? Oh, British people are so cool.
Like, oh, she's a classy cunt.
They're not as PC as
they're
us
not.
Over
they're
here.
Fucking all like.
I'm fucking so sick. I like
tea and saying bad stuff.
I'm just gonna start calling everybody dudes. Dudes. He's a dude. She's a dude.
I say dude for everybody, and I get girls that'll be like, "I'm not a dude," and I'm like, "I don't care. I do not care. Don't care." When I'm talking to you in conversation and I refer to you as a dude,
yeah,
you're a dude.
You're a total dude.
you're a dude, bro.
I'm not a dude. It's like, yes, you are.
Oh, you are. And now you're even more of a dude because I definitely wouldn't put my penis in you. When you think of BP, don't think of foil spills. Don't think of adorable baby animals all covered in sludge, skin suffocating, washing up and rotting on the beach. Think of literally anything else. I mean, Maiden's one of the greatest bands ever, man. One of the greatest bands ever. I grew up constantly listening to it. Every day, every night, my brother had that shit on the record player. Like, just Iron Maiden posters and Metal's Edge fucking pages everywhere. And
oh, Metal Edge magazines. You know what I mean? Yeah, I covered my walls in pictures from Metal Edge magazine, Hipperators.
My brother, yeah, the Hipperator. My brother did a fucked up thing, and he goes to Geauga Lake. Now, mind you, I'm way younger than him. I don't even really know what the fuck Geauga Lake is or any of the shit that's there.
Uh-huh.
He goes to one of them little kiosks in the middle, and they take your picture, and they put it on, like, the cover of a magazine or whatever, and he brings this thing home, and it's him with a bass guitar, and it's like Hit Parader and this and that, and he made it, and I fucking ran around and told all of my friends that my brother was a fucking rock star and he was going on tour and he was in a magazine and shit. And then one day, like, when my brother wasn't home, I further investigated the thing that was sitting on his dresser and realized it was just a photo.
Right,
it was just a single page photo. It wasn't an actual magazine. And that's when I was like, it's fake. It's an illusion. It's all fake. And he's lying to me. Oh, I've lied to all my friends because he lied to me. I look like a fool now. 5-year-old fool.
Fool. You know, they used to have a thing where you could go in and record a song. They would play the karaoke track.
Oh, yeah, dude, I remember that shit.
And they would give you a cassette.
I wish I would have done it now.
I did it once.
Please tell me you still have the cassette.
I don't.
Fuck.
I don't. But the song that I did was Fight for Your Right by the Beastie Boys.
All right.
And what I did was, after I recorded it, got my cassette, I would play it for people that I knew to see if they could tell me who we were listening to. To see if they'd be like, is that you just sucking? That sucks. It sounds like you. But I remember.
You didn't record it with anybody else? Like, you did the whole thing by yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. I did all three parts. I remember playing it for my buddy's sister. And we were, like, in the same grade.
Trying to get laid.
No. I had no interest until she said.
I'll blow you.
Is this Green Day? And I go, that's me. You like Green Day? And like right then and there, I was trying to be cool.
Put the back on.
Trying to put that back on. My 13-year-old self was trying to make that shit happen.
Well, your 13-year-old self was making it happen in the bathroom with every fucking other issue of the TV Guide. So
Sears catalogs and shit.
Right, whatever. I told you before, People Magazine was my fucking choice, man. That shit, there's lots of fucking stroking at material in some People Magazine.
Beating off to the magazine. I want to talk about some hip-hop, but before we do, let's play some motherfucking more music. We talk about this dude named Jeff Fall. You grew up with, and me, I'm a mega fan of this guy.
It's weird because I grew up with him. I've been friends with him before he was ever in music, and I'm a huge fan of him. So it's weird to be like a legit friend of somebody and then become a fan of him too. It's
right.
But he's seriously, like, him and Bobby Clark. I say it all the time. My two favorite fucking singers from the Northeast metal scene, man. Jeff Fall's a badass. Foul Spirits is the shit.
Yeah, we're going to do a double dose of some Jeff Fall. We're going to play not only Foul Spirits, but we're going to follow that up with a little bit of Burn Blue Sky. Mm. He fronts both bands. We were talking about NDE earlier. The drummer was the bass player for NDE. So, small world after all, motherfucker.
We started talking about, like, side projects and this dude from that band and this and this band. And
that's
shit.
How it all works out. Then we end up realizing that we only know like 20 musicians, but we know 1,000 bands.
27 bands we listen to. There's fucking 10 guys.
So here's some Foul Spirits, followed by some Burn Blue Sky. When we get back, man, we got some hip hop. Hibbity hibbity hibbity.
On
Welcome back! Hip hop. A hippie and a hippie. Welcome to the hip hop corner. That's right. We're going to play some local hip hop here. We're going to do it. And there's also a huge story going on this past week involving Sugar Knight and
Doctor. Did you say Sugar Knight?
Yep. And
what with the hard R?
I call him Sugar. Suge Knight suing Dr. Dre.
What?
For he believes.
Well, look, why not try to sue this guy, billionaire?
He believes that Dr. Dre in 2014 tried to have him killed. That's real shit. He thinks that they haven't spoke since 1996, all right?
Right.
Dr. Dre had a deal with Sugar where it was like 30% lifetime management fee. When he started with Death Row,
so he wants his 30%.
He wants like $300 million fucking dollars or whatever it is. Oof. I don't know exactly what the number is. That's a legit contract.
He's gonna have a hard time in court.
Yeah, $300 million. He claims that he's owed as a result of Beats music sales to Apple, right? And so he says that Dr. Dre, when he got shot at in 2014, and then again in 2015. He says that he hired another one of his goons to have him whacked. And that's why we haven't seen Sugar in the past year and a half.
Because he's been hiding out from Dre?
Yeah.
He's been ducking and dodging.
Yeah.
Dipping and diving. Dodge, dip and dive, people.
I'm reading here. It says, Knight is at an extreme disadvantage in defending himself or prosecuting his claims herein because portions of the evidence that would help Knight prove his claims are sealed by protective order. So this, you know.
I mean, look, if Dre's trying to kill you,
mm-hmm.
it's because you tried to kill him, I'm sure, at some point in his career. You try to kill everybody, Suge. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Look, he just wants his chunk of a billion, dude. Like, you hear the number billion?
Mm-hmm.
You want a piece of that? Even if you take him to court and try to get 30%, end up with 1%. Fucking get me 1% of 1 billion, I'll be happy.
Suge Knight claims that Dre delayed the detox record for so many years because he was trying to figure out a way to not have to pay royalties or a chunk of the record sales to Suge.
Right.
I don't know. I don't see Dr. Dre as a person who would go have Suge killed. I mean, they haven't spoken since 96. Like,
Dre's worth too much money to do shit like that, dude. Why the fuck would he risk everything, his entire empire, over killing Suge fucking Knight?
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
Any smart dude wouldn't fucking risk everything and billions. You're not going to risk everything that you have and everything that you've built over a dude like Suge Knight.
No.
If you're smart.
And let's keep it
real. Dr. Dre's smart as fuck.
If Dr. Dre wanted you dead, you would have been dead. He wouldn't hire some guy like named T-Loc or whatever the fuck. I do believe that may have been one of the guys' nicknames. Because everybody that went to T-Loc. Go put the hit on Suge, they're all, they got a gangster name. They got a fake T-Bone. Rap name. And so I would see him just going to like a professional. Like he would be like, no, fuck that. I'm going to get the guy from the movie The Professional. I'm gonna get that kind of guy, like sniper. Like, there's tons of motherfuckers.
See, I kind of envision him doing like some Running Man shit. Like, it'd be like,
get dynamo.
right. But there's fucking 1,000 guys in a 2-block radius in South Central Los Angeles that would be willing to kill you for fucking
an autograph.
Zing, pow, zing. So yeah, if he wanted you dead, you'd be dead. It's not hard to kill you, motherfucker. You're big as shit.
Fucking yeah, right?
Literally would have to miss the broadside of a barn with you wearing your fucking red suits looking like a barn. You big motherfucker.
You big motherfucker!
You're big as shit. Suge Knight, you big, big motherfucker. I understand how you had dudes bigger than you like tossing people around and shit. Like, you giant piece of shit.
You remember the whole ordeal with him and Vanilla Ice?
Mm-hmm.
That was the best.
Yeah, but now Vanilla Ice is saying that it didn't happen, but
Vanilla Ice has changed his story every year.
Yeah.
It goes back and forth and back and forth.
Here's the story. They dangled that motherfucker off the balcony.
Yeah.
They said, sign this shit, give us the rights to that song because you're white and we don't like you in the rap game. And he was like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to go ahead and sign that shit. And then he passed down a fucking pen and a piece of paper and he signed that shit and they hoisted his ass back up. And then he changed his pants and Suge went and had some pancakes at the local IHOP with two big ass motherfuckers sitting next to him. And he wouldn't let them eat pancakes at all. At all. Because Suge is an asshole. He's like, I'm eating all these pancakes right here are for me.
That's exactly what happened.
I was there.
I wanna play a song here. We'll come back. We'll talk some more about Sugar Knight. And I wanna play a song.
Again with the hard R.
Wait, what?
My lord.
What? I'm politically incorrect all over this I just don't get it. I don't know if ladies or chicks or dudes or what.
You don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I'm like psych ward.
Those guys don't give a fuck.
You know. This is from a rapper named Professional.
This dude fucking kills it.
Kills it.
Yeah, he's good.
And he sent a few songs. I'm picking the song "Death of Me" to play here today. Expect this cat to be a future badass band of the week because I want to hear more and more and more. So some local flavor for that ass. We'll be right back. Check out Professional "Death of Me."
Cause right now I'm feeling high as shit. Yeah. Got me really on my silent kick, thinking, where's the coordinating carve my niche? You know? Cause I'm trapped in the Leviathan. A lot of cats in the city, narrow-minded. Say they grinding. Never been out of the States, but swear they flying. Wanna know what's in the briefcase, boy, sighing. I've been always on my beers, can't tell who I am. P-R-O to the death of me. The world need a hit man like me. Like me. I don't wanna do shit like the next man. No. Except rap, smoke, fuck bitches at my pants. But the USA, they hate cause I'm a black man. Tatted up with my middle finger up, lighting switch. She's full of sticky stuff, trying to gain fame from the media. From this goddamn encyclopedia, I have. And the fights up, paw, nigga, left jab. Look. Hit you so many times, looking like you not. And yes, it's obvious when I visit or I address. Common sense, I ain't rap common sense. My mind been stressed. Nope. Indeed, you fucking seeing monsters all in the head or under a bed. I hate it when I roll up a blunt and look at the bat and fucking see I ran out of sense. Thinking, gotta get me some. I'ma strike like I am Zeus' son. More like Moses. Truth all in the gun. One shot where I live by daily, son. To the moon, everybody knows it. Don't disclose it. I be on the roof smoking. Full of voltage, full of hope thick. I don't miss. When I focus in, hitman shit, let the games begin. P-R-O to the death of me. The world need a hitman like me. I don't wanna do shit like the next man. Except rap, smoke, fuck bitches at my pants. Fuck the USA, they hate cause I'm a black man. Tatted up with my middle finger up, lighting switches full of sticky stuff. Trying to gain fame from the media, from this goddamn encyclopedia. I have an eye grasp, like give me this. On my iPad, my brain's filled with microchips. On my grind now, my attitude is fuck a bitch. Understand now, my heart's filled with slushy mix. Hard to cut up a swallow. Really ain't no blowing my buzz this time around. Hope the type of high I'm up for the money is Colorado. So girl, ain't no getting along with you autos. Either way, I'm ready for battle when I don't ever get rattled. So while you pray at the chapel, fighty declared identical for the love of the rifle. Sorry for you beginners. I'm on top of the tower, ready to make a shower. Rolling one bullet, one shot, all it requires. Red dot on your head like you was fucking tribal. I could be your idol, but nigga, I'm never idle. I won't stop gunning till I get the title. Title. P-R-O to the death of me. The world need a hit man like me. Like me. I don't wanna do shit like the next man. No. Except rap, smoke, fuck bitches at my pants. But the USA they hate cause I'm a black man. Tatted up with my middle finger up, lighting switches full of sticky stuff. Trying to gain fame from the media, from this goddamn encyclopedia.
I saw Eminem perform live the very first time he ever played in Cleveland. Ever.
Okay, was that the Warped Tour?
It was at the Odeon.
Oh.
And this was pre that shit. And I believe it would have been yeah this because this was right when My Name Is dropped, like right when it dropped.
Yeah, I mean this is the same time he did the Warped Tour,
and at that time I was already hip to Eminem. I knew this kid named Ryan in high school, who knew that I liked ICP, I liked Twisted. He goes, "There's another Detroit rapper, some white guy who raps about murder and all that, you know, all right. The exact same shit." So I heard Eminem. He made me, for $5, sold me this burnt disc. It was a bunch of, like, early Eminem shit. And then his first actual record drop with Dr. Dre's label, The Aftermath. We saw him there at the Odeon. The show sold out. It was an awesome show. I saw a shitload of ICP shirts. Like, yeah. More ICP shirts than I could even handle. I was like, holy fuck, everybody here's a juggalo. A little side story of what happened that night. Two girls that we went with to the show, me and my friend Brian went with, they ended up leaving with Eminem's crew.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And we just wanted an autograph, but the girls went to the, like,
that's how it always happens, dude. Girls go to the bus to get an autograph and end up with a penis in their asshole.
They all went to the hotel. There was like multiple cars.
Yeah, multiple dudes.
And the girls were like, hey, our friends, big fans, can they come? And like this one dude was quoted as going, no dudes allowed.
Yeah, they got
no dudes allowed.
That's how it is. They're like, sorry guys, we gotta go. We got vaginas.
So we follow them to the hotel. And we're sitting in the parking lot. This is pre-cell phones. So we're sitting in the parking lot. We're there for about 20 minutes before, you know, we're like, fuck this. I'm gonna leave. We're gonna leave.
Yeah.
But
we also want to stay because we don't have any other chicks.
Yeah. We see both girls running out of the hotel, like yelling. And they get into the back seat of the car and they're like, let's get the fuck out of here. We're like, what the fuck happened? They're like, no, that shit was weird. I still don't know what happened in the hotel room that night.
You never fucking found out?
Never found out.
Oh, fuck that. Who are these girls?
Mary.
Can we call her? Can she tell us? Can we not get the story? You're going to get the story.
I'm going to get the story.
You are going to get the story.
I'll get the story for a future episode. I'll get the story. I still talk to one
of
the girls.
I'm going to hold him to it. You also have to hold him to it. I want this fucking story. I want to know what was weird in the hotel that Mary ran out.
It's got questions. Got questions. Speaking of questions, real quick. Let's jump into another song. This song's called Questions by our boy Mayor Wirtz.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly known as MC Cool Whip. I've known this cat for a long time. He does a lot of hilarious things on YouTube every week. He's got a food review show that he does. He's always putting out really cool fucking kick-ass. People will call him novelty songs. I call them fucking great songs.
He dropped a hit not too long ago.
Not too long ago, man. He had the YouTube video. We had him on the show.
Yep.
And that was fucking awesome.
And thank you for coming on the show, sir.
And he really is a magical MC, and he's grown into his own. And so here's Mayor Wirtz with Questions.
Question one, do you like hurting other people?
Two,
we love messages on your machine.
Question three,
where are you right now?
Four,
why are we having this conversation?
Question one,
do you like hurting other people?
Two,
we love messages on your machine.
Question three,
conversation.
Hold up, why am I in this apartment? Looks like the owl man just wants to start shit. Three masked people, what do they want? And why do they think I'm being so nonchalant? The room's dark, filthy stuff on the floor. The rooster mask says that we met before. I don't have a clue what he's talking about. Having some trouble figuring all this out. The horse mask says that I've done terrible things. Never gonna answer the phone when it rings. Do you want me to reveal who you are? Answer the machine, put on the mask, get in the car, kick down the door. Killing these mobsters, does this brutality make me a monster? Briefcase safe, kill the homeless man, throw up and get out as fast as I can.
Question one, do you like hurting other people?
Two,
we love messages on your machine.
Question three,
where are you right now?
Four,
why are we having this conversation?
Question one,
do you like hurting other people?
Two,
we love messages on your machine.
Question three,
where are you right now?
Four,
why are we having this conversation? What do I get? Free stuff when I go to these shops. I'm back inside the apartment, this has to stop. You're not a nice person, says the owl. The room is looking worse than before, it's rather foul. The rooster gives me four questions to think about. I think their patience for me has worn out. More voicemails, mass, even more killing. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't more than willing. Questions are all I have for a man like you. One more meeting and then we're all through. Seeing the rooster mask makes me nervous. What you do from here won't serve any purpose. You'll never see the whole picture, and it's all your own fault. You'll never see the whole picture, and it's all your own fault.
Question one,
do you like hurting other people?
Two,
we love messages on your machine.
Question three,
where are you right now?
Four,
why are we having this conversation?
Question one,
do you like hurting other people?
Two,
we love messages on your machine.
Question three,
where are you right now?
Four,
why are we having this conversation?
Question one,
do you like hurting other people?
Two,
we love messages on your machine.
Question three,
where are you right now?
Four,
why are we having this conversation?
Question one,
do you like hurting other people? On your machine.
Question three,
where are you right now?
Four,
why are we having this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
I got some questions for you.
You got some questions?
Holy shit, how the fuck was that so awesome? Am I right? Holy shit. Zowie.
So I got to tell you about my neighbors moving this past week. Right next to me.
Not the dude in the band, right?
No, the dude in the band is my buddy Rick. He was in a band called Chemtrail X.
Right.
From Kent, I believe.
Played the Outpost as well, yes.
They have played the Outpost as well. Yes. In between us, our neighbor is... it was this guy who was an alcoholic of a dude. He used to own a restaurant. He's some Jewish guy running off his fucking mom's trust fund. I don't know if he's Jewish or not necessarily. That was totally wrong of me to say. But he looks
racist,
Jesus. He comes across very Jewish.
The hard R, and now you're calling this guy a Jew.
Calling chicks dudes.
What's going on?
So we had some neighbors. We had this extreme alcoholic with a heart condition. And he...
How old of a guy?
50s.
You're on your way out the door.
And he really, really liked ordering Chinese food and getting booze, like wine, like mad bottles of wine from there.
Bottles, though, right?
Bottles.
No, at least that wasn't the box of wine guy.
But he was having an ambulance caught on him all the time, and so he brought in this couple to help take care of him. They also had a little kid. And come to find out that... we got an alcoholic in the one neighbor.
Right.
And then he brings in this couple, which one of them's a meth head. The other one's a heroin addict who used to be a stripper.
Let him stay there?
Just let him stay there.
Okay, but an ex-stripper.
The ex-stripper slash heroin addict. Mm. And
You know what those ladies do.
Dude.
Yeah, anything.
Dude, the past few months have been so fucking insane. But the last week of them being here, like, it's been known that they're leaving. They're getting kicked. They've been getting kicked out for a long time. It's been a process, right?
At least 30 days.
Yeah, and every night they keep us up, keep everybody up, because all they do is yell, like, scream at each other, like, fuck you, bitch, fucking fuck you. Shit just banging, clanging, like, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. They don't stop till about 6, 7, right?
Meth and liquor, that's like a Metallica song.
Yeah.
Get my fuel, get my fire, get my that much out of that.
Boom. So the last week that they're here, they decide that, hey, we're going to go balls out on this drug shit. And I got to have a couple experiences. My wife got to have a couple experiences with these people, but especially the woman, the heroin addict, because one night I went outside to go have a cigarette. This woman comes out. Like magic. Middle of the fucking night.
I need to make $20.
She's standing there. She's got a jug of milk in her hands. And she's like, oh, thank God you're here. I was just talking to God and God told me that I need to come out here and I need to go talk. And I was like, no, I don't want to go outside. It's cold. But like, you know, he told me, the good Lord above told me, come outside. And, you know, it's what I want you to do. It's all part of my plan. And I come out and here you are. So I want to say, I'm very sorry for any trouble that we have given you, any grievance we've given your family. I know we've been very loud, but like the Lord, he is in me. And I hope one day he's going to be in you too. And I know I sound like a crazy person, but I really want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, I am sorry, and I can hope that one day you can forgive me the way that I know he has, and just bam,
yeah.
Bam, verbatim.
The only thing you got in you is drugs, bitch.
And I'm just standing there freaked out because I'm like, I got a daughter inside, and
yeah, don't take my watch.
I'm like, yeah, absolutely, no problem. You're good. You're straight. No beef here. We're good. She's just like, okay, thank you so much because, you know, like, I don't know if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm just like, and I'm about to walk inside and tell Jessica, be like, you stay in there. Right. I'm coming right in. I'm finishing this cigarette up. I'm out. Man, right as soon as I'm about to do that, Jessica just pushes open the front door. She looks around. She's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, fuck. And so Jessica got to get the entire spiel too. From this woman.
The whole God spiel?
The whole God, yeah.
All over again? Lord,
the exact thing. The exact same fucking thing, man.
Awesome. You got that twice.
But she OD'd that night.
Died?
No. No, but lost her kid.
Well, that was the good Lord telling you you shouldn't have a kid. You know?
This motherfucker. But I don't have to deal with that shit anymore.
It was the good Lord above reaching down, and instead of aborting it, he was like, we're just going to give it to somebody else.
Yeah. That got to happen.
Wow.
That got to happen.
I kind of miss living in neighborhoods where that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Because I used to live in really sketchy fucking neighborhoods.
Right.
I kind of miss it. And then I'm just like, man, I can't. I don't even think I could deal with
this. This neighborhood is not that at all.
No, this neighborhood's wonderful.
This neighborhood is not. We haven't dealt with a person like that in years.
This is a sketchy neighborhood dropped into an apartment next to you in a really good neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, where Eagle lives, this is one of the best school systems around. Like, it's the mall that you guys have is like the mall that nobody goes to because everybody stares at them for going to their mall and shit because right. they're all like really nicely dressed and proper. I know I go there for the looks. People fucking break their necks looking at me. I don't get it.
What the fuck?
It's either because I'm sexy or because I'm scary. And I know I'm sexy, but I'm pretty sure they think I'm scary.
Yeah, I moved here to get away from that shit. That was like the ongoing thing between me and a couple of the other neighbors that shared the same concerns.
It sucks especially that if you moved away from it, like you wanted to move away from it.
Right.
And then it drops in next to you and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, all those old instincts kick back in.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh God, now I have to go deal with this again. I got to get in that state of mind. I was always of the mindset of just don't fuck with them because like they'll break your windows open.
Right.
So just be nice to them as much as possible,
or else all the chains will fucking be gone out of your car.
Ride this shit out. All right, we're gonna play another song. This is a hidden gem.
And when we don't know about it.
When we come back, we'll do a little bit of Halloween talk, and then we'll wrap shit up. But
Halloween's coming up.
It is coming up.
Lots of candy, people. Sally, you gotta watch out. There's razor blades and heroin in them apples.
I'm gonna dress up like a bastard hooker. Like Bobby Clark used to. Bobby Clark, the singer of Fully Consumed, Mockingbird. He was in the band Trapped, the real Trapped.
From Northeastern Ohio. Synaptic, back in the day. He also did.
Yeah, everything else under the moon, really, right? Isn't he just like constantly?
Everybody wants him.
Everybody wants Bobby Clark.
And it's probably because he looks the way that he does when he dresses like a fucking hooker. A little skirt.
So Bastard Hooker was this group that consisted of guys from the band Caligo from Kent.
Yep.
Now the drummer from Flight 619, the bass player from fucking Head PE was in this band.
Yeah.
Our buddy Trip.
Crush Groove guys.
Trip. Yes. It was just Trip. Yeah, Bastard Hooker started off Trip.
Well, look, Bastard Hooker, it is Trip.
Yeah.
Trip is Bastard Hooker.
That's the, yeah. And if you don't know who Trip is, right now he's playing in Runt. He's now doing gravy parts.
He's one of the geniuses in that band.
Yeah.
And look, when I say, you know, I mean, this dude, he writes really fucking good music.
Yeah.
And it's not just this stuff. Like, he's written other stuff that's not metal, and it's really good.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, Bastard Hooker, it really is Trip through and through.
Yeah. The Bastard Hooker was the stuff, when I was in a band with Trip, he wasn't giving that shit to me. That shit was going to this guy, Bobby Clark. Not many people have heard Bastard Hooker. They've only played, like, a handful of shows before it just kind of wasn't anymore.
Yep.
But they're the band that you and I, for well over a decade, have had many conversations, long conversations, sober conversations, even.
Yeah. Just them reuniting.
Yeah. And how we would be fine just being their merch guys, roadies.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah. I just want to sell their shirts and shit. That's it.
But
make sure they get girls that don't have herpes on the road.
Right.
I mean? Like, they still got to wrap it, but, you know, I just don't want their balls getting infected.
But since this is our podcast and we love you, the listener, and we want you to get to know the community a little bit more, this is some local fucking talent. This is a demo.
It really is like a gem because it's, man, these guys collectively, I mean, all these guys, they're great musicians.
Yeah. We have our hands on the demo for a song called Lift the Sky with Bobby Clark doing vocals over Trip. Trip, by the way, would make this Bastard Hooker shit in his basement just by himself, programming drums, playing the bass, playing the guitar, figuring out all the little whatevers of the music and shit. When he was giving out the CDs, he had like four or five songs on these CDs, just giving them to his friends that were musicians. Musicians were chomping at the bit for this shit. And we're going to play you this, and you're gonna see why. And if you disagree, what band are you in?
Yeah, what have you done?
What?
What do you play?
What?
Besides the skin flute, cocksucker.
But we love it, and we want to give you special little gems that nobody else can do, and so we're gonna do that right now. This is Lift the Sky from Bastard Hooker.
One of the best bands ever.
We'll be right back!
Yeah.
Halloween's right around the corner. It's one of my favorite holidays. It's my second favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Halloween. This is like my time of the year.
Halloween.
It's my Christmas.
Heavy metal, horror movies, all three of those things just boop.
Yeah.
One big fucking package. If you're a metalhead, you love Halloween. You gotta love Halloween. Do you know any metalheads that don't love Halloween? Think about it. I don't. That'd be funny. Maybe like George Fisher from fucking Cannibal Corpse is like, think Halloween's stupid.
I love Easter.
I love Easter.
Easter eggs are beautiful and I like painting them in bright colors.
It goes Easter, Valentine's Day, President's Day.
I play World of Warcraft and I make Easter eggs and they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And I wait for the Easter Bunny to come and then we hang out and have tea.
I have to watch a horror movie, at least one horror movie every Halloween.
I try to fit in as many as I can. Like, I haven't really got to watch any. What did I watch the other day? It was some weird. Man, I can't remember the fucking name of it now, but it was like a C movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I like the obscure fucking weirdos. But it was good. It was gory. It was bloody. I still don't know what the fuck was going on, really. It was a possession or an alien.
Mm-hmm.
It was an alien possession. I don't know what the fuck it was. But yeah, I'm the same way, man. Like, Halloween time comes around. The month of October comes around, and I just want to watch fucking horror flicks.
Do you ever watch any of the trauma flicks? I'm a really big fan of the trauma movies.
I know that you are.
Yeah.
If you name some, I've probably seen them.
Toxic Avenger.
Oh, of course. I mean, like, well, yeah, but that's...
Class of
to me, like, that's without saying. Like, the Toxic Avenger is not even a horror flick.
Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Ferocious Female Freedom Fighters.
Nope.
Man, there's a lot of good ones. A lot of good ones. Cannibal the Musical
was actually
got bought by Troma.
Yeah,
and they made that one of theirs. Yeah, Cannibal the Musical.
Such a good movie.
You know what else represents Halloween to me? Is horrorcore. Horrorcore.
Oh.
Horrorcore. Horrorcore hip hop groups such as Twisted, the Insane Clowns.
Twisted, such nice guys, right?
Awesome group.
Like, super nice guy. Insane Clowns. Nice dudes, man. They rap about some crazy shit.
What about Psych Ward?
Nice fucking dudes. It's so fucked up. Like, these guys are seriously nice dudes. And I've, you know, worked a bunch of shows that they were playing, dude, and been at shows that they were playing, and they do not give a fuck.
They epitomize really not giving a fuck.
Don't give a fuck about nothing.
The first time I ever met dudes in Psych Ward, this was ages and ages ago. I was at Rolling Acres Mall days.
Which is now like a graveyard of malls, if you will. If you Google Rolling Acres Mall, it's actually up for sale right now, or maybe it was just sold. But either way, look at it. There's before and after pictures. It's very fucking cute.
I made like a whole meme for
you did actually. Yeah, I think we had that as our cover photo on the Keep It At 99 Facebook page.
Yeah,
right? Yes.
Go like us on Keep It At 99 Facebook page.
Check that shit out.
The first time I met these dudes, they were handing out flyers. Now they can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but they were handing out flyers, I believe, for a show at the Highland Theater with Twisted.
That's dope.
And the flyers,
fucking sweet.
I saw on the flyers that, you know, they were their group was playing, and they're telling me, they're like, "Hey, you and ICP, blah blah blah." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah."
You got to kind of picture these guys, man. They're very rotund gentlemen.
Yeah, big guys like myself.
Yeah.
And they gave me the flyer, and they let me know that they had tickets, and I told them, I was like, "Hey, I already got tickets. I'm going to this. I'm a down ass juggalo."
Were they like, "Of course, damn. I'm going."
No! They were like, "You can still get tickets from us." Like, so I'm standing there, I'm kind of giving them this look like, "But
I already have tickets?
I got the tickets." They go, "Don't you know anybody else that wants to go?" And they're but like,
it's gangster they're
like
shit.
It's like bad cop and bad cop all of a sudden. Because, and I recall vividly that they spoke in the cadence of, the brunette said this, and then the next line goes to the blonde guy. Then the brunette says the next line back and forth. Like, they were in this pattern, like, who don't you know any other juggalos? Like, ah, they're just like, "You get the tickets from us, you get them cheaper, you don't have to pay.
You know, there's a phone right over there in the food court that you call your friends.
What about your mom, man? Your mom's?
You gonna bring your mom's?
Mom's, she drop you fucking, off, nice car.
Yeah, I'll give her the old hatchet, you know, if you know what I mean."
Psych Ward was a group that they would play metal shows
Which it never, I never made sense.
Never that's made when I sense.
Was at a metal show, I'd be like, why the fuck are these guys playing right now?
They would be the only rap group playing these metal shows.
And I never understood it.
Like the only ones.
They should be on hip hop shows.
And when you would talk to them, I ended up becoming friends with them, played a lot of shows with these guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would talk to them and be like, oh, I would be nervous for them because, oh, I know the kind of crowd that you're about to go in front of. And they just went up there, and it was almost like the people that were automatically going to hate them before they even performed, you know, because that was the mindset. It was like,
right.
Oh,
great.
Rappers, they put in a CD, which is real great. They're going to be like, fuck you, bitch. And they would get up there being like, fuck you, bitch. And they would, you know, smoke, crack, worship, Satan, fuck you, bitch. And sometimes I don't even know if some of the songs were even songs. I felt like they were just going up, just doing kind of like, you know, slam poetry all of a sudden. Like right. Freestyle, just like, fuck that dude right there with the stupid hair. And they'd be like, hey, you're just pointing at that guy, telling him he's got stupid fucking hair, guys.
We know you're...
I'll put my dick in your bitch's mouth. It's whoa,
my chick is standing right here, man. Right here next to me. Come on.
Make it eat my booty hole.
Whoa! What guys, the fuck? You don't even have... You know, who carries...
Guys! But I've seen them multiple times, like, almost get... I've seen them almost get into fights before with other bands. And I just remember some dude going, man, they were talking shit about Psych Ward. Psych Ward's gonna beat their ass. And I was like, what?
Huh?
It's like, yeah. And I'm just like, that is... Somebody doesn't like you? You just beat their ass? Like... Okay, I don't think I ever saw him actually get into a fight.
I've never seen him get into a fight.
They epitomize the not giving a fuck. There was a picture of a buddy of mine. He had a picture of his wife. And Chris, the blonde dude in Psych Ward, I don't know the rap. If there's a rapper name, I don't know. I just know them as Chris and Randy and Rick, a.k.a. Spooky.
I just know him as the one dude that I threw off stage one time because he was drunk as shit on his 21st birthday and went and quit dropping our microphone.
And you know what? He didn't give a fuck.
He didn't give a fuck. He did not give a fuck that night.
Unfazed.
Nope, didn't care.
This dude, Chris, sees the picture. And he goes, man, that's a nasty bitch. So my buddy goes,
that's my wife.
That's my wife. And he looks him dead in the eye. He goes, still a nasty bitch. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
They don't give a fuck.
Nothing happens. Like, he just like buddy just walks away like, fucking, what the fuck just happened? And I was like, dude, you're talking about his wife. He goes, so? I don't care. Like, just, I just don't give a fuck.
Well, that's his wife. It's not my fucking wife.
And what amazes me about Psych Ward got into the music scene before I ever got into the music scene. They would play with the, you know, the hip hoppers. They'd play with the Juggalo crowds. They would play with the metal crowds. They'd play a fucking bluegrass show if they could. They just want to give a shit. They just want
they
you
would,
to.
If they played a bluegrass show, they would be talking about fucking somebody's grandmother right in front of their grandmother.
I've seen plenty of musicians, you know, put on a persona for the stage. And that was that, you know, off the stage, I'm this guy. On the stage, I'm this guy. I was a performer. I like to say that I was like that a little bit. Psych Ward is the kind of dudes on stage, like, it's almost like they're lightening it up a little bit. Like, right. They're like, I can't be me on stage because that would be too hardcore. That would be too much for these people if I was me up there. So I'm going to have to tone it down a little bit.
Back it up a bit.
And then they get up on the stage and they're like, all right, toning down. I'll put my nuts in your mouth.
And Psych Ward, man, like, these guys have been around forever.
Forever. Right?
There was a young kid that played a show the other night at the Psychosis show at the Outpost that had a Psych Ward fucking shirt on.
Yeah.
I was like, you gotta be kidding me, dude. Like, you're young as fuck. How do you know about Psych Ward? They've been around forever.
These dudes love the scene. Yeah, they love everybody involved with it, no matter if they think that you're awesome or if they think that you suck.
And, you know, if they're cool with you, I'm sure they'll fucking, you know, have your back in any moment.
Any moment.
Pretty much any moment. What? Is a fight? Yeah, let's go do that.
So let's end it off with some Psych Ward, man.
Psychos.
Psychos.
Nothing represents blood and guts and
murder, mayhem,
stabbing,
stab, stab, stab. Put my asshole in your tongue. We love them.
Fucking Psych Ward.
You ever see him? Tell him we said what up. Say Eagle Rubber. Say what up.
Pat the fat one on the bottom for me.
Yeah.
Do that. See what happens.
We love these guys. We're going to end off with this. You enjoy your week. We'll see you next week. Until then, my name is Eagle.
Rubber City Redbeard, as always.
Peace!
It's been a long week and it's been a long cry. Steady wasting time at this little job of mine. It's time for the weekend. Hear what I'm speaking. It's time for cheap and visual peeking. Got me tweaking. I need a release. I want to swing fists. I want to rip some shit. Tennis club up and bang your head. Psych war music, make you feel the bloodshed. Kids don't wanna step dance, up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. Kids don't wanna step dance, up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. Kids don't wanna step dance, up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. Kids don't wanna step dance, up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. They wanna start a step riot. Up. Come get fucked out if you wanna step up. Step back, cause you're gonna get fucked up. Getting crunked off the funk. It's a twist of mind punch. It's time to get pumped. So jump up, jump up. Bend your head till your neck feels broke. We left you in the dust. All you see is the smoke. Psych ward mowing down anyone in a path. Getting ready for the aftermath. Run up or shut up. 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 Kids don't wanna dance, they wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot. Kids don't wanna dance, they wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot. Kids don't wanna dance, they wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot. Kids don't wanna dance, they wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot. Can't stop me cause I'm close to the edge. So fucked up, I'ma put you to bed. Don't give a fuck, dude, cross into the wind. And you're set in, now the corner to begin. I'm an A-bomb, watch me explode. Your time is up, get ready for the demo. Psych Ward, the best from the Midwest. Killing the convicts, filling the banks hit. Run up or shut up, run up or shut up. Run up or shut up, run up or shut up. Run up or shut up, run up or shut up. Run up or shut up, run up or shut up. Run up or shut up, run up or shut up. Run up or shut up, run up or shut up. Run up or shut up, run up or shut up. Run up or shut up, run up or shut up. Kids don't wanna dance, they wanna start a riot. They wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot. Kids don't wanna dance, they wanna start a riot. They wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot. Kids don't wanna dance, they wanna start a riot. They wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot. Kids don't wanna dance, they wanna start a riot. They wanna start a riot, they wanna start a riot.